The resolution was adopted unanimously by the UN Security Council on Saturday after 2 weeks of tough negotiations against the backdrop of escalating violence in Syria, particularly in eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel enclave near Damascus. The resolution demands an immediate cessation of hostilities for a durable humanitarian pause for at least 30 consecutive days throughout Syria. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has reminded all parties of their absolute obligation and international humanitarian and human rights law to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure at all times.
I expect the resolution to be immediately implemented and sustained, particularly to ensure the immediate, safe, unimpeded and sustained delivery of humanitarian aid and services, the evacuation of the critically sick and the wounded, and the alleviation of the suffering of the Syrian people. As you know, the United Nations is ready to do its part. As I had the opportunity to say in the Security Council itself a few days ago, in particular, Eastern Ghouta cannot wait. It's high time to stop this hell on earth.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini has said European Union foreign ministers expected full and immediate implementation of recently adopted UN Security Council resolutions.
So the first preoccupation we have is to have the starting point of the implementation of the Security Council resolution starting immediately and fully, having access on the ground and having monitoring systems that can be efficient. For us, what is essential in this is that, as I said, those that have responsibilities exercise these responsibilities. Every role you take comes with a responsibility to be exercised.
Mogherini said she would send a letter to the three guarantors of the Astana process, Russia, Turkey and Iran, to ask them to work for the implementation of the UN resolution. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said he believes a ceasefire in Syria could work as long as all parties agree on concrete parameters.
Yes, there's such a chance for the UN resolution to work if all the Syrian parties on the ground, all those who support them, including outside of Syria, those who patronize them, will conform to the UN demands and agree on the concrete parameters to assure a pause for at least 30 days.
According to the Russian Defense Ministry, President Vladimir Putin has ordered daily humanitarian pauses in eastern Ghouta to allow evacuation of civilians from the zone held by militants. Moscow has also proposed creating an international humanitarian appraisal commission in the near future under the aegis of the United Nations. According to a UN spokesperson, attacks on Damascus from eastern Ghouta also continued despite the adoption of the resolution on Saturday. Military operations in eastern Ghouta resulted in the deaths of at least 30 people over the past weekend. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.